Intercom episode number 5, Toro University, Nevada, College of Osteopathic Medicine in Henderson, Nevada. Hello, and welcome to the Osteopod. Today's Intercom episode is with Kai Raymond, a third-year medical student at Toro University in Nevada. Toro is the second medical school to be found in Nevada, the first one in the Las Vegas-Henderson area, the first one being the medical school in Reno, Nevada, that was opened in 1969. Toro itself was opened in 2004 and has been putting out a lot of physicians itself out in the West, with a first-year class of roughly 180 students. In addition to an osteopathic degree, Toro also offers a dual degree program with a DO-MPH program, or Master's in Public Health, and there's also a preparatory program in Medical Health Sciences, which is a master's degree that students take to prepare themselves to take the MCAT and apply to medical school the year afterwards. So, without further ado, let's get into the interview with Kai, where I ask him about his journey to med school, as well as why he chose to go to a DO school in the first place, and in addition, why he chose Toro, Nevada.
So my name is Kai Raymond. I'm from Provo, Utah. I chose med school for multiple reasons, and I think this is an important key, but you kind of have to go, you know, with your gut feeling. Like, that was kind of initially what got me interested, was I just had a feeling. And so that was probably step number one for me. And then other reasons I chose med school was because I wanted to be a leader, because I wanted to be a problem solver. And because of those reasons, I thought med school, becoming a doctor, would be a great way to go. So why I chose Toro, the location is just absolutely wonderful. If anybody, a lot of people, when they think of Las Vegas, they just think of gambling, they think of the strip, they think of really, really hot weather. Yeah, there is all that stuff. And if you really like that, then that's there for you. But it's also a really, really fun, clean, really safe area. It's one of the safest areas in the nation, actually, Henderson, Nevada. And I just got a really good vibe when I came and did my interview at Toro. And I had some friends that grew up here, and they brought me to Las Vegas multiple times. Even though I'm not from here, they brought me here and we vacationed here. And I was just surprised about how much fun it was here and all the fun things that you can do. There's a lot of outdoor things. There's water sports, there's hiking and biking, and everybody's really friendly here as well. And why I chose DO, I chose DO because I'm a very hands-on learner. And I really was interested in being able to use my hands to diagnose and even potentially treat some of the conditions that my patients will have.
Tell us a little bit more about Henderson, Nevada.
It depends. I think it's got something for everyone. You're a couple hours from the beach in California and all the amusement parks. You're close to a big lake, Lake Mead. You're close to Mount Charleston, a lot of hiking. It's 30 degrees cooler up there as well. A lot of people don't know about that, but when it's 110 degrees in the summer, you can go to Mount Charleston. It's about 30 minutes to an hour, depending on where you live, and it's 30 degrees cooler, so you can get out of the heat. There's obviously a lot of shows, entertainment, and it's really family friendly as well. My family and I have two little kids, and I can't even tell you how many family friendly things there are to do here. There's trampoline areas, there's playgrounds everywhere. There's outdoor basketball hoops, parks. The parks and rec here is phenomenal. There's just so much fun stuff to do. You'll never be bored coming to Henderson, Nevada, that's for sure.
What was interview day like?
I got a family vibe. I walked through the door, and it's just, there was a unique feeling at Toro when I sat down for my interview. There wasn't a lot of people there, which was nice. I think there was only like 10 other pre-med students that were interviewing. I felt like I was heard by the counselors that were there. And probably the most impactful part of the interview was the student panel. I think that's with most interviews is you want to talk to the other students, right? You want to see their experience because that's going to be you. The student panel was crucial for me when I saw the students up there and they were answering our questions and we got to talk with them after. You kind of have to ask yourself, you know, what is my tribe? You know, who's going to take care of me? Who are my people? And that's just kind of the vibe that I got when I went to my interview there. I interviewed a lot of schools and I would have been happy at any of the schools really. But I felt like that at Toro, I felt like that was my tribe. That was my squadron. You know, those are my people. And it's been proven for me. I've got a good group of friends here that have been supporting me throughout the years. And it's just been a good fit for me.
What is the living situation like in Henderson, Nevada? And what is the cost of living?
So there's no specific student housing associated with Toro University of Nevada, but it is in a suburb of Las Vegas. So there is tons of housing within minutes of the school, which is really nice. For me, I lived close enough to bike, and that was a priority to me. I wanted to be able to live close enough to bike. So it's in a really safe part of town. It's really close to a lot of shopping malls, grocery stores, things like that, that are really important for families. Well, really important for everyone. The cost of living in the area, I would say when I came here 2.5 years ago, it was a lot less than it is now. I think Henderson's kind of a hot topic right now. The whole Las Vegas area is really just booming. And I've actually seen quite an increase in the prices of the residential areas here in the last few years. Rent has gone up a pretty decent amount, same as the cost of buying a home. So there is a little bit of an increase, but it sure doesn't compare with anything that you'd have to pay in neighboring California or anything like that.
What do you like and what don't you like about the campus?
Yeah, so this is kind of funny that you asked this question, because Toro University of Nevada, from what I understand, kind of has a interesting reputation about their campus. It's kind of known to look like a Costco. It doesn't have any windows on the outside, and on the outside, it doesn't look anything like a medical school. And a lot of people kind of make fun of us. If you step on the inside, you'll realize that it has everything there that you need. It's very convenient. One thing that was really important to me was right next to the two lecture halls where we spent a majority of our time was a full court basketball court and a gym. And that was really nice. Literally within 5 steps of walking out the door of the lecture hall, literally in the 10 minutes in between lectures, I could get to the basketball court and shoot hoops with my friends for 8 minutes until the next class started. And that was super convenient for me. Intramurals are a thing at Toro, and they're not a big deal, but people have a lot of fun with them. So that was fun to be able to have the intramurals going on. And yeah, it's definitely not the prettiest campus by any means, but it has everything that you need. They got hot chocolate and coffee machines there. They got water fountains everywhere. They have a nice anatomy lab. And the OMM room is really nice. They just spent a lot of money actually doing some renovations on the interior of the school. So it's actually looking really good now, a lot better than it did when I started. So for any prospective students, definitely don't put Toro University of Nevada down on your list just because of what you see on the outside, that's for sure.
What are the first 2 years of medical school like?
So my first year was the first year they actually changed the curriculum to a systems-based curriculum. So there was a few, we were in the guinea pigs. There was a few hiccups here and there just because they were changing the curriculum. But I think ultimately that's a really good way to learn all the material. The first year though did consist mostly of the physiology and anatomy. And then we didn't really touch upon the subjects of pharmacology and pathology until the second year. So we had first year cardiology, then we had second year cardiology. So the first year was anatomy and physiology of cardiology. Second year was the pharmacology and the pathology of the heart as well. So they kind of split it up that way. So you kind of had to review a little bit of the physiology anatomy to really hit it home. But I thought that was a good way to do it. I felt pretty prepared after those 2 years.
Can you give us a typical day and a typical week at your school?
Yeah, I can attest to how most med schools did it, but it was pretty heavy. I mean, you're going to med school, so it was lectures all day, every day. It usually started sometime between either 8 o'clock lecture or 9 o'clock lecture, and usually would go till about 4 or 5 in the evening. One thing that Toro did offer that I utilized, everybody has different ways to learn, but they have a program called MediaSite where they record all the lectures, and attendance is not mandatory. So you would kind of notice how as the time went on, some students learned better by watching those recordings at home, and you can speed up those recordings. You can watch them at, you know, 1.5 times speed or at 2 times speed. And I kind of played around with that. So that's something that, depending on how you learn, if you like to be there in the lecture hall, ask questions to the professor, you can do that. If you're more of a self-learner, you can be at home. Most of the lectures, other than a few of the lectures, are not required. And so you can actually spend a lot of time at home, sitting at home or at the library, if you'd rather do it that way.
Are there different types of lectures given at Toro?
No, yeah, that's a good question. So for the most part, it's just the traditional lecture. Every unit, they would have we call that clinical integration systems, where we would get together in small groups and apply what we learn in lecture. They would have a case, they would have some questions up on the board, and we would get in small groups, usually somewhere between, you know, 5 to 10 people, and we would have some multiple choice questions that we would get together and try to figure out as a group that correlated with the case. And then the professor in the front would talk about those questions and answer them, and then we'd, you know, debate them. And I thought that was a good way to learn, kind of get in smaller groups. So there was different types of modalities, traditional mixed with small groups. And then obviously, you know, you learn a lot of the hands-on stuff too.
How do you feel OMT was taught at Toro?
I thought Toro did a good job. I think they allow you to learn as much as you want to learn, while also hitting the baseline or the required hours or the required minimum in order to become a DO school. So if you wanted to learn a lot more, you absolutely could. But if you kind of just wanted to know enough in order to do well on your board exams, you could also do that as well. I don't think they pushed it down our throat too much, where you needed to spend so much time learning OMT that maybe you missed out on some of the other really important subjects. So I feel like that was one huge, huge advantage. You know, if there's a certain subject I wanted to learn a lot more in OMT, I could take that to the next level. The professors always were staying after our required OMT time, and they're the people that were really interested. They could stay later and ask questions, and they would work on the students. I saw students all the time working on other students with the help of the professor. I even saw people bringing in their pregnant wives, having the professors treat them. So there's definitely more. If you want to take OMT to the next level, you absolutely could. If you kind of just want to cruise by and just know enough, then you can do that as well.
Are there opportunities to do research?
Yes, actually. I was surprised when I came, because I was told that it was hard to find research at Toro. But I think you just have to be assertive. And this goes back to the principle of really, it doesn't, I think really, if you want to get what you want to get, you can get it no matter what med school you go to. So for me, like, one thing I think I kind of struggled with in undergrad was research, and that hindered my application a little bit. So I took it upon myself to work a little harder in that area. And I was a little nervous coming to Toro because I'd heard that there wasn't going to be opportunities. But just by going around asking professors, asking even the dean of our school, I was able to get hooked up with a few really good projects that I think are going to help me a lot in the future with my residency application. So there definitely are opportunities, but, you know, like I said, I think you kind of have to, you might have to go out a little more of a limb at some schools than other schools, but Toro had some stuff for me.
What are third and fourth year like?
So third year, you have the basic core clerkship rotations, which usually consists of family medicine, surgery, psychiatry, OB-GYN, internal med, the basic core clerkships. At the end of each rotation, you have a shelf exam. And I think this is pretty basic across all med schools. So, and fourth year, you do emergency medicine in your fourth year. So it's a little harder if you're really interested in emergency medicine and you want to get exposure to that in third year to confirm that. I have heard that is one thing that has been hard for some of my friends that are interested in emergency medicine. But yeah, it's just every month you go to a new rotation. Basically, it's up to that schedule. I've had some months where it's been pretty laid back and been pretty, you know, 8 to 12. I've had other months where it's been long hours, getting there at 7, leaving at 5, maybe even some weekends, and having to still study for my shelf exam. So, those are harder months. But one thing that did attract me a lot about Toro was the fact that I was able to stay here in the Valley without having to move anywhere. I know that's something that a lot of osteopathic medical schools, that you have to actually move. You have to physically move your family and yourself to a new apartment, a new city, even a new state in some cases. And the rotations have been good. I've got a good mixture. I've got some community rotations in small clinics. There's huge hospitals that Toro's connected up with, where you get more of the really interesting rare cases. I'm also doing a lot. There's a lot of military hospitals here, the big VA hospital, big Nellis hospital, Nellis Air Force Base. So if you want to see that interesting route, you can see that as well. So it's just a big valley without a lot of med schools yet, that there's a lot of different stuff you can see here in the valley.
How does your school decide what your schedule for rotations are going to be?
Interesting. Yeah. There's no lottery. Everything's here in the Valley. They create, again, I'm just a third year student. So fourth year, I think, is going to consist mostly of us doing our audition away rotations. And then the rest of the year, I think I'm not 100% sure. I think we're going to kind of pick and choose the rest of our year. But for third year, they just lay out our whole year all at once, right at the end of second year. We get our whole schedule every month. And if there's things in there that we want to switch, we get a few different requests where we can send a request to our clinical education department. And if they can make that switch, like if you wanted ortho surgery instead of general surgery, they can switch that for you. Or if there is a certain doctor that you heard good things about that was really good with students and he or she is available, then you can request to make that switch. But everybody stays here in the Valley. You don't have to worry. There's no lottery. Yeah, you don't have to move anywhere.
Can you do rotations outside of Henderson, Nevada?
Yeah, you can. You can request to do rotations elsewhere if you want to. You just have to request that with the school. I think those are mostly, they try to, the core clerkships, they want you to do them here. But the elective rotations, they're okay with you doing those anywhere.
How well did you feel prepared for board exams and shelf exams?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think this really is something that every pre-med student needs to think about. But on that same note, again, going back to what I said earlier, I really think it comes down to you, not necessarily your school, preparing you for your board exams and your shelf exams. There's so many phenomenal resources online that there's no excuse that you're going to do bad unless you personally just don't study enough. I feel like Toro, they did a good job with the important curriculum that we need to know for the board exams. I will say occasionally I felt like some things that we did were excessive. Maybe some things were too light. It wasn't a perfect curriculum. Again, we were the guinea pigs for that new systems-based curriculum that I mentioned. And so some things I felt like kind of got left out. Some things were maybe a little bit too heavy, but for the most part, I would probably say like 90% of the material was covered at an adequate level. And then the other 10%, I kind of had to learn on my own, but those, those resources that are available online that I'm sure all the pre-meds will learn about later in their career, that those can cover majority of the resources.
Does your school have clubs?
A lot of clubs. We have a club day right at the beginning. They sign everybody up for clubs. You go in there and there's all kinds of clubs, biking club, there's basketball club, there's, you know, every specialty has a club, basically. So yeah, very, very much a family feel.
Does your school have support groups for families and children, as well as educational and mental health counselors and support?
Yeah, they have. They're always advertising counseling. They're always saying, come on in if you need some help. We understand med school's hard. That's something that's, they're always advertising. There are a lot of support groups for spouses as well and for families. They have movie nights. probably 3 or 4 times throughout the year, or throughout each semester, where they get a big move, they get a movie, like a newer movie, and they have pizza and popcorn and all that fun stuff, and all the families come and we go to one of the big screens, we watch it. One thing that is very unique about Toro too, that's kind of fun, that I don't think any other med school has, is they host something called the Big Game, where they get one team from the Nevada branch of Toro, one team from the California branch of Toro, and we each make a basketball team, and they pay to send, each year we switch off, so 1 year it's in California, one year it's in Henderson, but we switch off, and we go head to head in a basketball and a volleyball game. They broadcast it on YouTube, and it's a lot of fun. Like, for the home game, the majority of our school showed up, and they get you jerseys, there's, you know, the refs were there, they got announcers and music, and they even got a dance team and everything. And then when we go to California, they fly us out there, they pay for our hotel, it's like a free trip to California. So I was able to play on that team, and it was really, really fun to kind of show some of my talents that I've been able to accumulate.
Are there any challenges your school is facing?
Probably one of the biggest things I was concerned about, and I think the curriculum is a lot smoother now, but another thing I think that could be a challenge is just the fact that there's more med schools opening up here. And so I don't think I'm going to experience any of the effects. And I've heard from the clinical education that it's not going to be a big deal, but there's UNLV opened a medical school here in the Valley. And then I've heard another school is opening as well. And I'm not sure what the current status of that med school is, but you know, I think there could potentially be some competition for some of those clinical rotations here in the Valley. That was one thing that attracted me to Toro, was I could stay here for all 4 years I wanted to. I'm curious to see what will happen in the future if Toro can still, you know, if there's still enough for all the different med students that are coming here now. Now that it went from 1 to 3 med schools in just a matter of a few years, I'm curious if that's going to change anything. It might not, but it's just something that I'm curious to see what's going to happen. So that could be a potential challenge. We also just changed deans, so I think that was something that I had to go through, but the new dean is really cool, and he seems like he's dedicated to Toro.
In your opinion, is there anything that could be improved with the school?
More windows on the building.
Sure. Why not?
More natural light. Honestly, nothing huge. I really think it comes down to how hard you want to work. You'll get what you want out of it, but Toro's been there for me. They've done a good job. No complaints. No huge complaints.
Any final pieces of advice for prospective students?
I think you try to interview as many schools as possible. I almost didn't even apply to Toro. I really didn't. When I got that secondary application and I saw it said $100, I almost didn't do it. And I'm glad that I did. Apply broadly and go to interviews, because Toro was not number one on my list of schools. There was other schools that I was interested in that Toro, as soon as I interviewed there, you kind of just have to go with your gut instinct. And then as soon as I went there, that gut instinct just kicked in and it bumped right up to my number one. And when I got that acceptance, I was paid that nice hefty deposit, and I was all in. So I think, you know, you gotta apply broadly, go to interviews, and then trust that instinct.
And there you have it. That was Kai Raymond, a third-year medical student from Toro University in Nevada. I want to thank him for his time and for his perspective on getting into med school, especially the fact that sometimes a gut feeling is all it takes to be able to know where you're supposed to go. If you want to learn more about Toro University in Nevada, I will include 2 links in the show notes. One of them will be directed towards the main page of their website, in addition to the Choose DO information sheet. If you have any questions for me or any suggestions for topics to be discussed on this podcast, you can reach out to me at theosteopod@gmail.com. Look for The Osteopod on Twitter as well. Thank you for listening, and please spread the word. Let other prospective students know if they're thinking about going to DO school. to check out this podcast and learn more about DO schools near you. Take care.